Hi, this is April with Niche Starter Packs, and I wanted to welcome you to Module 2 of the VLR Bootcamp Create a Lead Magnet with Done For You content. So today we are going to actually get into the lead magnet and put things together so that you're creating a lead magnet. So I have brought up, I'm going to share my screen. Okay, that's not where I wanted it to be. Okay, so on Monday, I provided a training on creating your lead magnet. And it's actually just it's a PDF checklist. And so right now we're going to go through it. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you step by step, time permitted, how I would do this specific one. I've got a couple of pages up and I'm going to show you how to do it. The first one, I don't think that I brought this up. Let me get this. Okay, I have come up with my outline, and that's where I start this. I actually came up with a product name, which is right here. So what I'm going to call this lead magnet, that I've been talking about. So for my specific niche, I sell PLR content, obviously, but I purchased some lead magnet reports from Alice Seba, and one of them was on PLR. So how to grow your list with PLR. She named it Business Hacks for PLR or something like that to grow your list, but I don't want to keep her name. I want to change it to mine. And then I want to slant it a little bit and get into the content and make it my own. So that is what we are going to do today. And the first thing that I wanted to show you is that I did come up with a different name, and what I've done is I will put it in the on the download page, but I created a couple of Canva templates. So I know that she provides, and a lot of people provide like a PSD file or Photoshop. PSD is something else, I'm sorry. Anyway, you get the point. But a lot of people provide the Photoshop. I don't personally use Photoshop, but I love Canva. And so what I did was I took a couple of e-covers from a few of my products, and I just made them into this bonus, and I will send it to you, or I'll put it on the download page. And so all you have to do is come in here and bring them into your Canva template. I brought the new one over into, or the one that I'm working in. And so what I want to do, and you should always do, is make a copy. I make a copy of everything because I personally want to make sure that I am keeping what I have already so that I can go back in and I can use it. One thing that you can do before you make a copy, which I probably should have, is to go through the Canva template and use your colors. So my colors are right here. I've already got them in the Canva templates. And so I'm just gonna use this first one. I'll show you the Canva templates really quick that you'll get access to. So there's this one. This one, you could just put like a report, you could take it off, you could put guide, whatever you're going to do, whatever the name of it is, you could put outline, checklist, anything like that. So these are what it looks like, what these look like. And then there's one more. And I'll show you how you would do this. I'm gonna go back up. So the very first thing is, I don't know how many ways that for this specific report. So I'm just gonna put an X so that I can fill it in later. So I'm gonna put ways. Then what was the title? To grow your list with done for you content. That is going to be really long. To grow. Let me see if this will work. I'm just trying to make it pretty. Your list. I think I will do that. Actually, with done for you content. Okay, so one thing I absolutely love about Canva is that I can stretch this out like this, and I could just move everything around, or I could bring it in like this. And it just takes a few buttons to do that. This is very long, and if you'll see that this block kind of looks like it's together, so it is grouped together. So what I would do is I would ungroup them and then make them a little bit smaller so that you can adjust these better. Or you could, let me see. Oops. So you're just trying to look at, make it look nice. So that, oh, just a second. And if you do mess up like I did, you can just do Control Z and it will go back. Okay, so we're just going to use that. And then I already have images uploaded. I have a whole bunch of images and I'm just going to use those. This particular Canva is my business account. And so it's got all the things that I've been working in or that have been worked in. So you'll see a lot of different things over here. But what I would do is I would, so I would maybe do grow. That one might not work, but maybe business. I use business to work. Oh, that didn't work. Okay, so computer. Oh my goodness. I might have to just scroll through them. I might not have uploaded a lot of things at this count yet. So it does not look like I uploaded them. With Canva, you do have an option to use their stuff as well. So you could use computer and I could just use any of these. Mine, with this specific one, I'm able to use any of them because I purchased the yearly monthly business. So I would just bring it over, whichever one I wanted to. And then that is done. So that would be step one. And I don't know if I showed you this one. I'm sorry. Okay, so step one is rebrand your title page or create one. So we just created one. It only took a few minutes. Add a page at the beginning of your lead magnet. So what I would do is I would download that and I would add it to the lead magnet. I don't want to download it until I know how many ways are going to be in this particular one. So the next step, make sure this is, that's not the right one. I had one that I was working on this morning a little bit. And let me see if I can find that really quick because that is the one I want. It's just slightly different. I went in and last time I was like in one of these, I discovered that with Alice's specifically, I don't know about any of them, and with this one, you could actually create this table of contents. In order for them, for you to do that, they have to add this heading or like a subheading. So if I were to take this and delete it, is it gonna let me delete it? Okay, let me see something else. I've never actually deleted, oh, there, oh, I guess I did need that anyway. I just wanted to show you really quick how you would create a table of contents if you needed one. So you would go to references, and then over here, it says table of contents. You would pick whichever one of these you want, and then you would just add it like that. I found it easy to just copy and paste this into a text and then create an outline. So I did create an outline. We'll get into that in just a minute, but what the next part that I'm gonna do is I'm going to create like an author page. And I'm not gonna actually come up with any of the wording or do any of this. I just wanna tell you what you should include. So you would include who you are, what you do, your vision. Sometimes they're a little bit different, or with the vision, you can get more in depth of what you're doing. I would also, when you're doing this, try to make it about them and try to incorporate a little bit about what your product is about or the opt-in is about. So you could lead in from like the vision. You could say, well, this is what I do, and this is a lead magnet to help you do it, whatever it is. So let me see. Oops. I did bring in, let me see. And then I wonder if I could do that. And then just add your photo. I brought in a couple of different photos, but I really need to get professional ones done. So you would just add your photo, adjust it. And as you're going through, you wanna just tell them important things about you. If you have a website, if you want them to go to Twitter, say, follow me on these channels. If you have like a Medium or a LinkedIn, anything that you find important. With this particular one, since my goal, so I have a goal for this particular report, to be informative, to possibly do affiliate marketing. So that one should be actually the last one, because I'm not sure that I want to send people to other people or to other stores. But if it's like a really great promotion or something that goes really, really good with what I'm doing, then I will. And then I plan to promote this particular training, the PLR bootcamp. So those are my three goals for this. And I determined them by going through that sheet that we had done in module one. Okay, so this is right here. And then you continue to do your author page right here. And then what I'm going to do, oh, I should have made the author page before the table of contents. I'll probably just take the table of contents out. What I did was I did an outline, and this is actually my outline right here. So what I'm going to do right now is show you how to take the outline that you created in module one and bring it together. Like especially if you're using two different types of, or two pieces of PLR content from different providers. So I did do that because I want to make sure that you understand, like, you can combine these, anybody's PLR together, as long as their terms say that it's okay, which most people do, then you can combine, you can use PLR any way you want to. So what I did is I went, and this right here is what I plan to do. It's my outline. And I did not actually like this section that Alice has in it, because I don't feel like it sends the right message to what I was trying to accomplish for my opt-in. So what I'm going to do is I plan to leave this little section in right here, and I'm actually gonna just make a page break right here. And then I'm gonna take this content right here and I'm just gonna delete it because I don't want it in there. And so now we're on the second part of this. So I did this, I deleted that part of it, rewrite and format, okay. But there was also, Tiffany had some tweak it to represent you. I thought my computer screen has a little funky thing on it, and I thought I said your. So tweak it to represent you. And I think that I can combine them together or decide on paragraphs that I want versus paragraphs that I don't, or sentences that I want versus sentences that I don't. With this particular content, that doesn't look right. This one, I'll give you links to all the other ones, but this particular one was a limited PLR. So I don't know if she still has this, so I'm not even gonna bother giving it out. Okay, so I'm just gonna copy this and I'm gonna come over here and I'm gonna paste it. And then, let's see. I'm gonna add another page because I wanna do something. Okay, I wanted them on two pages so I can look at them and I wasn't sure how to do that. Okay, so what I would do is read through it a little bit and see if it was the same type of content. And if it is, then I can incorporate it in here or take things out that I don't want. And so they're talking about it, rewrite and format the content. So, and she's talking about tweaking it. So let's see. Okay, so you get to claim it as your own. Okay, so she's talking about, this is actually really great. She's talking about most people, they purchase it, but then they don't make it as their own. And sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. It really depends. I think it actually would make, it would be better in this section. So I've just copied it and pasted it there. Okay, so this actually might be better as an intro than it is this part of it. Because it looks like they're actually talking about two separate things. So, sorry about that. I'm gonna okay. So I do think that is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to leave it because it's really good content. And then this is a different section. So I'm gonna put a page break right there. And then, okay, so this is the new section right here. So I'm gonna put a page break right here. Let me see what else is in my thing. So, okay. So now we're getting into just the ways to use it. Okay. I see that I have something from PLR, Piggy Makes Bank, so I could add that as well. I do want to go through a little bit and show you a few ways that I would personalize this content. So after I've gone through all of my entire outline, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make it my own. Okay. But I did want to show you how I would mesh two things, but I didn't see anything that I wanted to do with that yet. Okay, I'm going to go this one right here because I know there was something in here that I wanted. This is from Arun and it's personalizing. I don't want personalizing because I've got enough personalizing, but there was this one, membership. Okay, so Alice talks about membership. Oh, this is a really long article. Okay, So Alice talks about memberships inside this specific one right here. And if I wanted to go more into it, or if I wanted to include their stuff, so she gives a very brief thing, a very okay, so she gives a brief description of it. So what I want to do is I'm going to read this, and then I want to add a little bit of a runes there so that you can kind of see how you combine them. Okay, so you can add it to your membership. You can easily rebrand it and add it mostly as is in the membership site. Okay, you can set up a membership site to drip feed content or just give it to them all at once. It's up to you. The price of entrance is being on the email list. Okay. For one thing, I personally would I would take out membership site. There's like three membership site, like that word in one paragraph. Okay, so. Okay, so any PLR that helps you can be added to a membership site. There are, okay, so I'm gonna take this and what I'm gonna do, put it right there. There are several benefits can be accrued. I don't use accrued, can be from building and running a membership. There are several benefits. So I would just take that out because I would never use accrued. From building and running a membership site. For starters, you'll have a semblance of, okay. For starters, you'll have a more stable online income. So, especially if you make it recurring. Okay, so that's pretty much what he says. Okay, and then I'm gonna, so then it says, one of the biggest hurdles when it comes to running a membership site is having to create content every month. That is true. The good news is, okay, yeah, that's it. So I took something that Alice had, I took something that Arun had. I liked some of it from both of them, and then I just created it to and combine them. I would still take out one more membership site because that is a lot. So, I mean, I'll do that in a little bit. But if you notice that something is being repeated or you don't like a word or you wouldn't use that word, then just take it out and make the sentence your own. Okay, so we are going to mix the content. Okay, now what I'm going to do is add your own voice to the content. So come with your own case studies, resources, and fast action plans. When you're going through it, if you can come up with any action plans, you want to do that as well. So when you're going through, think about something that is going to help your audience get from point A to point B or consume the material the way that helps them. So they're getting some kind of a return or something at the end of it. Okay, let me see. See if anyone has any questions really quick. Really don't know how to do the chat without turning off everything. It doesn't look like I have any. Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to go through it and make it my own and tell stories. So for the most part, there's a couple of things that I might do for this particular one up in the top part of it, but I my main part, or the main thing that I probably will use, is ways to make the PLR, because I have created quite a few blog posts, and so I will just link to those blog posts. And so what I would do is come down here, and it's talking about different ways to use your PLR. Let me see, foundation is a lead magnet. I mean, this one right here, great. Like, it's talking about a PLR. So if you're not sure how to do this, go to my site and join the PLR boot camp. What did I call it? Create a lead magnet training. If I don't have the links that I'm working with, I just put something like this, and then I'll put grab link. If I like it all in caps, grab. Okay. Develop membership, e-course, different formats. Okay, so in my site, let's see what I have, because I seriously do. I mean, I have quite a lot of training. So I'm going to go into this part of it. And then I'm going to just check to see if I have anything that's going to fit it. Okay, so I wonder if there's something about blog posts. That seems like an important one, but I'm not sure. Okay, let's try this. Content upgrade. Ultimate blog post, how to create a worksheet using run-free content. Okay, so what I could do is come over here and, so where's the content upgrade? So I could put worksheets are a great way to get someone on, someone on your list. If you're not sure, did I already do that? Okay. Take a look at my ultimate, what did I call it? Blog post on to create a profitable worksheet. I'm not going to put the done for you content because, and then I would just come over here and add it. And that would be done. So I, with these two things, I am taking them from the mod or the lead magnet and take or having them go to my site and learn more about me. Okay, so when I personalize content, I know that we're kind of getting a little bit more into the personalization, but I think it's so important because a lot of people don't know what to include. So when I'm going through things, a lot of times when I'm reading, if I think of something, I will either make note of it or I will tell the story right then, or I will give the tip or opinion or whatever it is that comes to mind, because almost always when I'm reading, something comes to mind. So let me see. I mean, I guess I kind of did it with this create content upgrades with PLR. No, I didn't. I had to go look for that. Sorry about that. Okay, let me see something else. Okay, let me show you what I'm talking about. If you don't want to worry about e-learning technology, you can run a short course right through email. Plus, it's a great way to collect email addresses. Once they sign up for the course, after the course has been delivered and finished, you can start sending them other information that relates to their interest. And as they respond to these offers, you can easily segment them so they can get information. Okay. So. I guess they're talking about a challenge, but down here, see, nothing came to mind there. So I can't show you there. Okay. So they are talking about a challenge. But okay, so let me get into that. Okay, challenges are very popular and an effective way to get people to join your list, but you won't often find challenges already written. Well, that's not technically true, because if you know where to look, you could find them. Actually, I could just put that. Okay, unless you know where to look. So it just came to my, you know, so I provide a few done for you challenges. So this would actually be a really great opportunity if I was going to put Piggy Makes Bank in, because Piggy Makes Bank is awesome when it comes to challenges. But Piggy Makes, I'll put there is another PLR seller. Piggy Makes, oh my goodness, Makes Bank that specializes in this type of PLR. But because I did that, I'm going to have to change a few of the words on this. Therefore, you can find tips to use as you're beginning to the challenge. Or you can use content you already have or PLR from your, when I can't think of what's right, I just do this. I like, there's this one specific word and it will come back to me. Or you can use content you already have or PLR resources. That's not really right either. To make your own, because you don't actually have to have somebody, or you don't have to have it set up. As long as you outline it and you know what you want in each day, you can do your own. Okay, so you can find tips to use as you're beginning the challenge, turn the tips. Okay, so one way to do this would be to use tips. Okay, done for you tips. I think. Okay. So that is how I would go through each of these, and I would just read them. And as you're going through, like I said, a lot of times things come to me. And so when that happens, I write them down. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't, but most of the time they do. I know that there's a lot of PLR sellers people in general that just say, read the content first. And sometimes I do that, or I will glance through it to kind of get a gist of what everything, you know, what is being talked about, to make sure that the way that it's going is how I want it to be. Or if it's not going the way that I want it to be, I just delete what I don't want, because I'm the one in control of what I want to write. So, and what I want in my lead magnet or my blog post or whatever it is. I mean, for this specific one, obviously the lead magnet. Okay, so after you've put in case story or case studies, resources, or fast action plans. I am so sorry. Today is just kind of one of those days where things are not flowing as well as they should with like my words. So I'm not sure what is going on, but the content is still good. So fast action plans. What I mean by that is more like the action tasks or the worksheets or the checklists. So at the end of this one right here, what I could do, because right here is really great, and I could actually add a checklist here, checklist to download. And then I could just like add the, I don't know how to make a square really quick. So I'll just do that. And then what I would do is, just copy and paste these right here. And I would probably make it double spaced because then it's more actionable and people are going to be able to use it. When they think of you and your brand, they're going to go, oh yeah, I got something really great out of that. And I was really able to do like organize my house, or I was able to create a self-care routine because they provided this checklist for me. Okay, so I'm going to add one more. These can be as pretty or not as you want, because what you're trying to do is just give them the information. Okay. So there was the checklist. Or maybe I put to use or something like that. And I would actually use all of these so that people, they can actually download it and use it. Okay, so add new images, icons, graphics to make the content easier. When you get a lot of the PLR, especially if you're getting those bigger ones that are, what do they call them? The PLR in a box or business in a box, that's what they call them. A lot of those include so many graphics or the e-covers and, you know, all of that type of thing. But it's always good to have your own graphics so that you're not using things that other people have as well. So what I would do is go to a site like Pixabay. They are free, or I just discovered Ivory Shop. I actually like Ivory Shop a lot because it seems to have the type of photos that I use or that I want to use. And so that's why I decided to do it. It's fairly inexpensive. I think that it's like $137 for the year, but they only have their membership the first 10 days of the month or something like that, open. But I love it because I can come in here, I can download what I want, and then I could just use it. Oh, okay, so it's thinking. It also has like templates, Canva templates, a few of those. That's not what I really wanted. Okay, so now what I would need to do is find something. So let's just go into the business and finance section. I'm going to download something if it ever comes out, and then I will upload them. Mindful mockups. I don't want mockups. So this is a desert toned one. E-commerce mockups. This one might be a good one. It may or may not, but I'm just going to use it to show you. Okay, so I want to put it where I'm. Okay. Okay, I think I actually have to extract all. Okay, so this will take a couple of minutes. Let's see what else we have on our list to do. So when I'm done with this, you'd want to finish it with an action, like a call to action. Since my main objective is to get people through the PLR bootcamp lead magnet, then that's the call to action that I would use. At the very end, you could use a resource page with useful links. So for that one, you could either do a couple of different things. You could include affiliate links that would help them do the task or whatever you have in your lead magnet. So if you are creating a lead magnet for healthy quick meal ideas or healthy quick meal prep ideas, then you would want to include a call to action that says, say that you have either you have it personally or you have an affiliate link, but you know somebody that has a product that includes freezer meals for busy people, then you could just include that. That would be your call to action. You would say, well, go here to help you create your meals because it's quick, it's easy, and they're delicious. So, and then you would also include that on the resource page. You can include an image on the resource page, or you can include just links. So let me see if that one is done. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Oh, I thought that was something completely different. I thought it was two wedding rings, and I'm like, that is not Bosch related, but it just looked weird. Okay, so what we're going to do is go through, and you would just add your images here. Let me see. I don't know, like between these two, it's hard to get the page the way I want it. Because I want it a little bit bigger, but not the whole screen. Okay. Okay, so when it's talking about content and stuff like that, a lot of times I will just include images of people writing, or if they have like a picture of a desk. It doesn't look like this one's going to work, at least for that part of it. So I thought it was going to be better than this. Okay. Yeah, this one's not going to work because it really doesn't have anything that I want in here. I just thought it was going to. Oh, just look on storage. Okay, but they are really good. And let me see if I can find something else. But I just see, where would I have those? Desktop, my stuff. Because I have a lot of her stuff downloaded, but I don't know that I have. Okay, so this might work. The only thing is sometimes her images, they are, if you can see right here, they have like big black spaces on them. And I don't know that I like that personally. I think that it looks more, I don't like it. But I would do something like that where it shows the computer. Like this one isn't too bad, but it represents working and growing your business a little bit. But that's what I would do. I would just go through and find one's images that work with the content. Okay, So finish your lead magnets with call to action, and then include a resource page with useful links to your product. So I've explained how to do both of those. Let me just show you what I would do really quick, and then I can go through and give a different example so it gives, or so that it gives you a little bit more. Okay, so more ideas. So resource page. So PLR Bootcamp, create a lead magnet with done for you content. So I could either leave it like that, or I could give a brief description. Okay. Depending on how many you have. Okay. Yeah, I do have Pro Canva. I'll finish this thought, and then I'll get to the chat because I just noticed some of these. Okay, so I would just do a brief description. If I had like a whole bunch of them, I would probably do more of a like a bullet format, because I've done that before. And what I normally do is I'll put the name of the product, and then I'll put a description here. Or what I do is I put a name of the person / name of the product, and then a description. Sometimes I don't do the description, but since it's, if you haven't specifically given any information about it, you're going to want some kind of a description. And then I, you know, you just add the, like the bullet points right there. But yeah, that would be the resources. So it doesn't necessarily have to be something that you've, that's for sale or you make money off from, because I could also put that ultimate blog post up here, ultimate blog post. And then I can't, the worksheet one. I mean, I would write it, and then I would write a brief description. I cannot spell that word. Okay, description. So I would just keep doing that until you were completely done. And so, and I would probably put my name. Actually, I would put my name, and then I would put my image actually right here as well. So, because I don't know, it just shows who you are. And then I would probably do connect with me. Another thing that I would do on these is I would go into, okay, I'm not sure which one. Let me try it. I'm going to put a header and footer, but I'm actually just putting the footer. And I always have problems with it. So I would put a footer that you like. I use a footer on mine. I always use the grid one on mine specifically for my PLR content, but I don't want to use the same one for my personal stuff. So let's just say I'm going to use this one right here. And what I would do is I would come in here and I put the topic title. So ways to grow your business with done. I'm just going to do PF content. And then it says document subtitle, but I think what I'm going to do is by April Lamar at Niche Starter Packs. And then what I'm going to do is come over here, and I'm going to take my email or my website and add it right here. Maybe I won't. A lot of times they will allow you to add your link, but this one's not going to. And then another thing that I do, a lot of times I'll put different first page It's not letting me do that either. I'm not sure, that it must be the specific footer that I picked, but you would just click this right here, but it's not letting me do it. So then I would just close it up. I like doing that so that people know who it comes from, what it is, and then they can always get to my website through the lead magnets. Okay, so I'm on the chat now. I don't know if you guys can see it. I'm assuming maybe you can. Okay, so I do have the pro version. I personally use it so much. And then not only do I use it a lot, but I use it in my business for templates. I did use like the regular version for a long time, but you cannot save them or share them as templates. And since I provide a lot of Canva templates that run, I've been running into problems because I haven't replaced like the ones before because people can edit them. So that's why I do it. And it's not too much. I think it's like $120 a year. So, but I personally just, I love Canva. So it's so easy to work with. And I feel like I'm like not, there's, I have a lot of skills, but graphics isn't necessarily one of them. And so I feel like Canva is an easy tool to learn and to be able to make things look good. Okay, so how you organize your PLR in Excel. Okay, so what I did was for this specific one for Excel, I just went into like each one of them, like this one right here, the articles. Let me see if this is the right one. I took this, I copied it, and I went to Excel. And I just pasted them right there. So if I were going to do it again, I would just come up here and I do Control V. And then this one I got from PMB, Piggy Makes Bank. And then I click up here. And then I just make a little tiny one so that they're so that you can see one from the other. I don't organize my PLR in Excel usually, but I knew that I was working with a lot of different things right here. And I'm starting to realize that I have to see kind of the whole picture that's how I operate. Oh, I forgot that I used that one, but that's kind of how I operate. And so that's why I did it like this. And for each specific person, but this is actually a great way to do it, because if you did this, then what you would do, or I personally would do, is you'd name it and I'd do PLR on PLR. Most of them, like if I was doing something else, I would do like rename stress. And just write all of your stress down right here, like all of your stress articles. So say that you got something from me. Of course you got something from me. Okay, so niche starter packs, and then I would just put everything you got. So let me see. Let's see what I have. Gardening, stress. I know I have stress stuff. Oh, I'm in the wrong section. That's why it's not coming up. Okay, while I'm doing this, when you say the final lead magnet, are you talking about the PDF lead magnet, Jenny? Because I can do that. Oh, okay. Yes, I could definitely do that. I know that in this specific boot camp, I have actually combined two different groups. So it was a bonus. So there are people that came in with the bonus. You purchased Alice Seba's, like her last marketing in a box or whatever it was. And then I have people that actually purchased it without, it's not a bonus. It's something that they purchased. For the people that did the bonus, I might consider like putting this out as something that you could use, but since it's actually built for my audience, I don't even know if that would work for you. I could give a foundational, is that the right word? But like, and I don't even know if I could do that anyway, because I'm actually using other people, so never mind, skip that. Okay, so what I would do is come up here and just copy and paste everything that you have. So this is the stress. And I personally don't like the 1, 2, 3s. But, and you don't usually have to put the, what is that stuff called? Oh, the word count. Unless you're doing something specific. Because then, well, this one is more about sleep. But this is about stress relief and better sleep. And that's why I have that here. And so you could include it there, or you could make your own, like put it right there. That's going to be really long. Okay. Yeah, it's really long because one of these is really long. Oh, yeah. I don't know why it does that. Sometimes it does that. I honestly don't know why. Maybe it's something from the website. But yeah, that would actually be a really great way to organize PLR. PLR is, it's amazing, but sometimes, I mean, organizing it, I've tried several different ways. Normally what I do is I have one, I mean, I can show you what I do. I haven't actually organized my PLR for a little bit. So some of it is like all over the place. Okay, half of it is all over the place. What I do is I do PLR bot, and then I just list everyone's names. I do use Dropbox, and so it is, I pay for that. And then each person has their own. But the only thing with that is if you're working on something specific, like PLR on PLR, then you're not really sure who has what. I mean, I knew who had what and I knew what I had bought, but sometimes when you do it this way, it's a little bit harder. So another great way to organize your PLR is to list what it is in folders, like stress, and then bring everything into that specific folder. If you do that though, what I would also do is take these, rename them, and I would put who it's from, like a room. Because I want to make sure that I know exactly who, like they're really good with naming theirs, but a lot of people aren't. Like with these ones right here, I would put, okay, maybe I won't do that. I would do HW. But the reason that I would do that is because I want to make sure that when I start using their content, if I have any questions about things that I'm doing, then I can go and look at their terms and I'll know what I can and cannot do. Oh, okay. Yeah, I can definitely, when I'm done with it, I will put it in the download area. But I do plan this week, I will work on it just like, I will work on it because next week we're going to go into setting up everything. And I plan to have this done so that I can set it up. So what niche are you in, Jenny? Oh, that's a good niche. Okay. Well, I'll try to, if you guys let me know your niches, I can incorporate examples into these lessons so that it helps you. So, yeah, that's a really good one. And I can definitely do that because I'm not quite over 55, but I do feel like I fit into a specific niche over 45. Okay, so that is the end of module 2. And we have gone through this entire checklist right here of what to include, how to do it. If you have any questions, please let me know so that I can answer them either in the next Q&A or in a video explaining it specifically. I have created an outline or a video, a bonus video on outlining and how I went about doing it, but I did it today. And like I said, my words are not flowing today, but I will go ahead and post it because I do believe it's valuable information and it will help you if you haven't got to the point where you're outlining yet. So that is the end of module 2, and I will see you in the next lesson. Bye.